Welcome back. I'm here with Dave from ADI Leak Detection, the UK's leading leak detection specialists, who's here to answer your questions and provide expert leak detection advice. Today's question is one that comes up constantly and causes real stress for homeowners. What do you actually do when the leaseholder in the flat above you simply won't open the door for a leak detection survey?
It's a genuinely difficult situation, and it's more common than people think. The frustrating reality is that water follows gravity, so the leak source is nearly always above the visible damage. You've got wet ceilings, ruined plasterwork, maybe warped flooring, and the person who could solve it in an afternoon just won't engage.
So what are the actual options? Because most people I speak to feel completely stuck at that point.
Right, so let's split it into two tracks. The first track is what ADI can do without any access to the flat above. The second track is the legal and procedural route that puts pressure on the leaseholder to cooperate. You don't have to choose one or the other, you run both simultaneously.
Let's start with the survey side, because I think people assume you need to get into the flat to find the leak.
That's the misconception, yes. ADI's engineers use acoustic leak detection equipment from the property below, and that picks up the sound signature of escaping water travelling through the structure. Thermal imaging identifies temperature differentials in the ceiling and floor above. Wet areas retain heat differently to dry ones, so the camera maps out exactly where water is sitting. Neither method requires access to the flat above.
So ADI can actually pinpoint the leak location just from your side of the ceiling?
In a high proportion of cases, yes. Thermal imaging traces the moisture spread across a surface, and acoustic detection narrows down the source point. What that gives you is a documented survey report with the likely leak origin identified, even if access above was denied. That document becomes important for the next step.
Which brings us to the legal track. What leverage does someone actually have when a neighbour refuses access?
Leasehold properties in England and Wales are governed by the lease agreement, and almost every residential lease contains an access clause. That clause requires leaseholders to permit reasonable access for the inspection and repair of leaks causing damage to adjoining properties. So the starting point is a formal written request, letter, not a text, citing that clause. If the freeholder or managing agent is involved, they need to be copied in immediately.
And if the formal letter gets ignored,
then the freeholder or management company has a duty to enforce the lease terms, and they can apply to a tribunal for an access order if the leaseholder continues to refuse. That's a first-tier tribunal application. It's not county court. It's a specialist leasehold tribunal, and it's specifically designed for these disputes. A solicitor who handles leasehold matters can advise on the process, but the ADI survey report strengthens any application considerably because it demonstrates the damage is real, ongoing, and traceable.
So the survey report you produce without access actually feeds into the legal process as well.
Exactly. ADI's written survey report documents the evidence of water ingress, identifies the probable source area, and records that access was requested and denied. Insurers and tribunals both want that paper trail. Without it, you're asking a tribunal to take your word for the damage. With it, you've got a professional assessment from a leak detection specialist to back your case.
What about the insurance angle? Does the upstairs leaseholder's insurer get involved at any point?
They can do. If the leak originates from a burst pipe or a failed appliance fitting in the flat above, that leaseholder's buildings or contents insurance is likely to cover trace and access costs and remedial work. Contacting their insurer directly, assuming you can establish who that is through the freeholder, sometimes moves things faster than dealing with the leaseholder personally. Insurers don't want an unresolved claim sitting on the books. The ADI report gives their loss adjuster the information they need to act.
This has been genuinely useful, Dave. I don't think most people realise how much can be done before the door upstairs ever opens.
That's the key takeaway, really. Don't wait passively for cooperation that may not come. Commission a non-invasive survey from ADI to build your evidence, send a formal written access request citing the lease, loop in the freeholder or managing agent, and take specialist legal advice on the tribunal route if needed. Each step is something you can take right now, regardless of what the person upstairs decides to do.
Brilliant advice. Thanks, Dave. And if you're dealing with exactly this problem, ADI Leak Detection are widely recognised as one of the most experienced water leak detection companies in the UK. Well worth getting them involved early, before the situation escalates further.